Thanks, Marian. Kat, welcome to Piano Jazz.
Thank you, John. It's great to be here.
A lot of the tunes that you do sing are off on the side street of American popular music. In other words, you're not just covering the tunes, you're kind of really uncovering them in a lot of ways, because you do a tune from Bella the 90s, as I recall. Well, I only knew, I think, A Good Man's Hard to Find and My Old Flame from that movie.
But that movie, right.
But there's more. You've recorded one that I'd never heard before.
The Troubled Waters, actually, I was listening. I was digging through Duke Ellington collection and came across that tune sung by Ivy Anderson. And it just grabbed me. The chord changes of the tune and the lyric just grabbed me. And then I went and looked it up and researched it and found that Mae West, you know, had sung the tune in the movie right after she had asked her maid to pray for her. You know, the maid was going to a revival meeting. So it's actually a great scene. She's standing on the balcony just singing this, lamenting, you know, the trouble that she got into with these men or whatever, you know. But when you listen to the lyric, it can mean many different things.
Yes. And as I recall, it was kind of a scandalous moment. Mae West, she asked for the Duke Ellington band and for a white singer to have a African-American band. Just nobody did that in 1934. And
yes.
She was powerful enough that the studio just said, give her what she wants.
Yes, yes. And what a blessing, you know.
Truly.
And you know, the other part of that is that she actually had a good relationship with her maid. With the lady that played her maid, so that was different too. You know, they were two women. They weren't, you know, it wasn't like a status thing. So
yeah, you know, I would love to hear you perform Troubled Waters, but I think we need to bring Mark Shane into the picture.
Excellent.
Tell me about Mark Shane.
I was seeking a pianist who played more in the vintage style of jazz and stride and so forth. And I was introduced to Mark Shane. I had been aware of him for many years, but was introduced to him as someone who might want to work with me. And the first tune that we played together, we looked at each other and we said, we can do this.
Yeah. Here's Troubled Waters.
Troubled waters, they're creeping round my soul. They're way beyond control, and they'll wash my sins away before the morning. They say I'm one of the devil's daughters. They look at me with scorn. I'll never hear that horn. I'll be underneath the water, judgment morning.
I was listening to a Duke Ellington compilation, and that song just jumped right out at me. I think it's just a beautiful song.
Yeah, and, you know, I notice this about your recordings. A lot of the tunes that you choose to do, I mean, many vocal records would just feature a dozen or so familiar standards, maybe one oddity, neglected tune thrown in. And I understand that it's a pretty safe strategy, but you, on the other hand, you choose a lot of tunes from under-recognized composers or lesser-done songs that are off on a side street someplace. And rather than play it safe with the repertoire that most people recognize, what is it that draws you to these tunes that people have neglected for 60, 70 years sometimes?
Part of the fun of doing the research is finding these hidden gems, you know, that may not have been heard for so long. And I think besides the fact that when I hear a rendition of a very popular thing, part of me kind of says, oh, okay, that's that person's rendition of, you know, something that I've heard a lot. And I would love to just uncover some of these other gems and bring them, into the forefront. And besides the fact that establishing yourself as a solo artist, you know, then makes it a little bit easier in a way to for people not to kind of tune out, you know. So you're establishing yourself as well as establishing, bringing back lesser known tunes, you know, and making them hopefully popular today. So
see, I like that when you say you're going to uncover. I mean, most people say, "Well, I'm going to cover this song." You're actually uncovering them because nobody has done them. Like We the People, you did. That was a 1938 number, Fats Waller, Ethel Waters, maybe?
Yes, and it's another Andy Razzaf tune, which he wrote so many hits that I just discovered this listening to a Fats Waller compilation.
Well, I would love to hear We the People.
Let's do it.
Dancing, plenty of dancing. We the people gotta have rhythm and song. Yeah, we the people gotta have singing, plenty of swinging. Please the people, and you will never go wrong. We don't give a rap about taxation, no, long as legislators give the nation syncopation. We the people have to keep happy, have to keep snappy. We the people got to have rhythm and song.
I bet a lot of people are going to start covering this. I'm going to start playing that song.
It's a happy tune, but it's kind of relevant to the times, to any times, you know. So
it is, it is. Kat, you're a big fan of Maxine Sullivan's.
A big fan of Maxine Sullivan's, and my friend Chuck Foles actually loaned me an LP of hers, which I just love. You know, the beautiful songs on there, including Too Many Tears, which is a gorgeous song, and one called As Long As I Live, which I keep being drawn to Harold Arlen material, so this sentiment just speaks to me.
I would love to hear you do... Well, actually, I want to find out, did you ever give that record back to Chuck Foltz?
No, I still have it.
Good
he
for
let
you.
Me hold on to it.
Good for you. Okay, here is As Long As I Live by Kat Russell.
Maybe I can't live to love you as long as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby, but I can love you as long as I live. Yeah, maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to. Long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna want to as long as I live. I never cared, but now I'm scared. I won't live long enough.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.